Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Kuvov. The Gemara in the middle of Umdalev tells us, Zochar Siyoim HaShabbos HaKachoy, remember the Shabbos, says the Gemara, Zochreyu Al HaYayin BeKnisosoy. You have to remember Shabbos on wine. And from here you learn that you must do Kiddush on wine, and that's the Iker Chiyuv of Shabbos, is to do the Kiddush on wine. The Rishayim already discussed over here, is this Chiyuv, Chiyuv Deraisel, or only the Rabbanan took the chiyuv of Kiddush and put it on wine, but in any case, we must do Kiddush on wine. The Shla in Pashas Yisroi teaches something very profound. The Shla says, if you look at the Gemara in Brachas, Taflamadalam with Beis, the Gemara there tells us that Yemoisa Mashiach is something which we can understand, we can comprehend, but Olam Habo Ayn Lo Yiraso Elokim Zolosecho. When you speak about Olam Habo, no one was able to understand, comprehend what's going to happen in Olam Habo. No Novi spoke about that time. And then the Gemara continues a few lines down and says, "My Ayn Lo Yiraso." What does it mean that we're not able to see? What are we talking about that nobody saw? Omer Abshu Belevi Ziyain Hamishumor Be'anovov Misheshes Mebereshes. We're talking about the wine which is kept from the beginning of the world from Sheshes Mebereshes. Why is the Schar Lo'olam Habo referred to as the wine HaMeshuma? Why is that the indication of how we get to the reward of the world to come? So it's brought down the name of the Vilna Gaon, and so explains his Talmud Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover. The idea is like this. What is wine? Wine has in it dirt. Has in it what's called wine yeast, the shmarim. And you have to purify and clarify the wine. You take the wine out of the grape, and it has to go through a process. And the process takes time. And after a while, you're able to reach the wine, the delicious wine that comes in the end, after a very long time of waiting and clarifying and verifying what we have over here. And then the wine, the pure wine, is so valuable, is so much greater than all the work that was put into it. When we're talking about Olam Habo, we're talking about the Birurim, as the Mekubalim call it, which means the purification that one needs to go to get to Olam Habo. The whole process of this world is for the tzaddikim to toil, to work hard, to do Torah and mitzvahs, to stand challenges, and to be able to purify themselves to reach the world to come. Once you get over there, you get the reward, which is completely pure, that has no elements of bad in it, that all the shmarim are removed. That's called yain hamishumar. It's mishumar, it's kept, and it's removed from shmarim. That's the wine. And that wine is so much more valuable than what you put into it. Because a person works in this world and does all the Torah and mitzvahs, for us, it's a little bit of work. But the schar of Olam Habo, nobody saw it except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's brought down that even one moment in Olam Haba is worth everything that we have in this world multiplied by a few times. So that's the idea of the wine. The reward of Olam Haba is called the wine of Olam Haba. The Seach Yitzchak of Yitzchak Zechover brings that's what when Yaakov Avinu brings Yitzchak his Shnei Gdei Yizim. So one is Keneged Korban Pesach and one is Keneged Korban Chagiga. We're talking about Pesach. Because Pesach is when we refer to the Geula Asida, and then he brings wine as well. And that's when Yitzchak Avinu smells the Reach of Gan Eden, the smell of Gan Eden. Because when you have the pure wine, that reminds, that connects us to the reward of the world to come. To the reward of the world, which is completely pured after all the toil he put into it. Says the Shlo, we do Kiddush on Shabbos. Shabbos is me'ein olam habo. So how do we do the Kiddush of Shabbos? We must do it on wine, keneged the yain ha'meshumar, which is the reward of olam habo. When we're dealing with olam habo, then we have to get to that wine, yain ha'meshumar, that brings you to the reward of olam habo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.